Hello, I am Joshua P. Warren, and I want to tell you about something cool that I made for myself. And when I make something and I love it, then I figure you'll probably love it too. And that is why this is my new kit. I made a little batch. You know how it goes. And I want to tell you about it right now. Of course, I like to experiment with crystals, gems, minerals, all kinds of stones. I mean, you can't make these things necessarily. If you want a natural stone, you have to be fortunate enough to get your hands on one that was created by Mother Nature over millions of years. And they're kind of like antennas, apparently. You know, your body has this bioenergy field. And the idea is that you bring some of these stones into your energy field, and it influences your life in some way. And that's why for centuries, all kinds of practitioners have said, you know, carry a stone in your pocket or meditate with such and such stone or pray with such and such stone. And as I've been experimenting, often I will come across a stone and I'll read about all of these interesting effects some people say it will have if you sleep with it. And that's always been a little bit challenging. I've never understood exactly, you know, how you sleep with the stone. I mean, I've tried putting one in my pocket or, you know, maybe even under my pillowcase, that kind of stuff. But I recently came across this stone called the Iron Throne Stone. I'm holding it in my hand right now. And this is, it's a really dramatic looking stone. It's sort of naturally shaped like an arrow with all of these sort of sharp sweeping points all over it. And here's more or less why you supposedly would sleep with this. This was formed deep below the Earth's crust under extremely high pressure, and it's known for instant chakra clearing. I mean, like all the chakras, boom. That's what they claim will happen if you get around this. It produces very meaningful dreams and enhances peaceful sleep. It is said to produce all healing energies. And so it instantly aligns all the chakras and purges the body of all negative forces. Well, that sounds pretty dramatic. So I said, well, okay, I definitely want to sleep with this. But this thing is, it's so jagged. I was like, how am I ever going to comfortably sleep with this? So I decided I'm going to produce a little pillow that I could put this thing in. So not only did I produce a little pillow with a slit in the back that has some stuffing so I could put this thing in here, I thought, well, if I'm going to go that far, why don't I take it one more step? And why don't I take this radionics energy radiating pattern that I invented years ago and have used for all kinds of purposes. This is my own original unique design. And put this onto the pillow and turn this pillow into sort of a nice, comfortable little radiator of whatever energy is coming from this stone. And so I put the stone inside the pillow. And you know, the stone doesn't have to fit perfectly. If you have a stone that's a little too big or whatever, the idea is just to, you know, get in there, kind of stuck into the stuffing so that it softens it enough so that you could sleep with it next to your body. And so I put the Iron Throne stone in there and slept with it. And man, I felt fantastic the very next day. And Lauren, she did the same thing. And now anytime we start getting like a little ache or a pain, or if we feel like out of energy, we definitely make sure to sleep with the Iron Throne Stone at night. So I was like, well, this is cool. Now that I have this pillow, what I started calling the crystal pillow, let me try other things. And another stone that you're supposed to sleep with is the fairy cross. By the way, the Iron Throne Stone comes from South America. Fairy cross, this one comes from the United States. And these are, they kind of form a natural cross shape. You've probably seen them before. These are said to be crackling with good fortune. This is the stone that attracts wealth and money. It also opens a new spiritual path, and its tendency to form a natural cross makes this stone sacred all around the world. And, you know, some of them look more like a cross than others, but they do have, all of them have that tendency to go for that cross shape. And so I started sleeping with this whenever, you know, money was going to be an issue. Like, for example, if I was working on a project and I wanted to make a lot of money, or somebody owed me some money and I wanted to get that paid quickly, or if I knew the next day I was going to go to the casino and have fun, then I would sleep with this stone. And I guess you could mix up stones. I mean, I don't see why you can't do that. But I always think that if it's cool to just pick one stone at a time, just to make sure there's no conflict. And then the other stone that I started sleeping with that I really love is, this is just an ideal little smooth, perfect chunk of amethyst, also from South America. This stone, the amethyst, you know, a lot of people don't realize this. I just recently learned that amethyst has been considered sacred in so many cultures. You know, the ancient Greeks used to drink wine out of amethyst goblets. And they did that because they said that it would prevent the ill effects of intoxication. So, like, in other words, you wouldn't get hungover or sick or whatever if you drank out of an amethyst goblet. I mean, they believe that. It was very widespread. I'm going to have to try that out. Of course, to this day in Tibet, it's very sacred. They say it was sacred to the Buddha. They make prayer beads out of amethyst. This particular one I have in my hand right now, this is a natural antenna for the high frequency of violet purple. That's what it looks like. It's said to open your third eye, giving wisdom to find new opportunities and to help your friends and loved ones. This is a mystical magnet for good karma. These are my three favorite, like, starter stones is what I started thinking of them as for this crystal pillow kit, because I've had such luck with them. And I thought, okay, I'm going to get a batch of each one of these. The fairy cross, the iron throne stone, the amethyst, and put together this little kit. And if you get this kit, and I only have, let's see, I believe I'm starting out, well, I have 95 right now. That's all I have. If you buy this kit, then you get the crystal pillow and you get the crystals that come with it. But the coolest part may be that now you're opening up a whole new hobby for yourself, because if you get one of these crystal pillows, then you will be allowed to occasionally purchase future crystal experiment packs from me that you can use in your crystal pillow, because I'm out there all the time researching all the most exotic and amazing gemstones and minerals, etc., all over the world. I source stuff from all over the world. And when I have success with something, then I'll put together a little kit, little experiment or recharge kit, and be like, okay, if and only if you bought the crystal pillow, well, now you can get one of these kits. So only, you know, 90 some people are going to be able to participate in this project. And, you know, at some point I will probably make another batch of these crystal pillows if everybody likes them. But when I do that, I may not have these same stones, the iron throne stone and the fairy cross and the amethyst, because, you know, it's a supply chain thing when it comes to gems. I have these right now. I may not be able to access them so easily in the future. So, but I think of this as being kind of like when you buy a video game console. You know, you get the console and it comes with some games. But the one, when you have the console, well, once you've got it, well, now you can buy other games when they're available. So the pillow is like a video game console, and the gemstones are like the games that it comes with. And then, but once you have the console, well, now, again, occasionally you'll be able to purchase new games for it. So it's kind of a fun way of looking at this. And I really can't wait to see if other people experience the same stuff that I do when you get these. And also, even if I do make a second batch of these, that second batch will be more expensive. You have my word on that. Because Lauren and I, we actually sit down and we personally create each one of these kits. And that's because that all these stones are so unique. And I want to personally inspect every single stone and make sure that every one of these is put together properly. And so we take a lot of time to sit down and put these things together. And that's why, you know, it's not easy for us to do this. It's not even a big moneymaker, but at the same time, it's just a really cool, fun thing to share with everybody and keep everybody involved in the stuff that I think is interesting. And to sweeten the deal just a little bit, you know, I love when somebody comes to me and buys something from me, and I know it's going to be, and these are made, so they'll go in the mail immediately. But I know you're sitting there and you're waiting to get it, and I like to give you something to do in the meantime. So I have a free bonus gift that you are going to receive when you buy this right now. You will get this instantly, an instant automated email that will come directly to you. So be sure you use your best email address when you make your purchase. You are going to receive one of the coolest ebooks as a PDF that I've ever read. This is a 184-page book. So this is a real book, okay? It's called The Complete Book of Talismans, Amulets, and Magic Gemstones by William Thomas Pavitt and Kate Pavitt. And it also has revisions and updates and additional material by Brad Steiger, Diane Tessman, Shirley Kerr, and, of course, a special introduction by the publisher of this book, my friend, the late, great Timothy Green Beckley. And he gave me permission to give this book to you as a free bonus. On the back, it talks about energy, power, prestige. It's as simple as carrying that lucky coin in your pocket, slipping on that glittering necklace or bracelet. He goes on to say, look, this book covers psychic and magnetic influence of talismans and gems, talismans of wisdom, early Roman and Greek influences, magic gemstones of the archangels, the symbolic nature of the cross, deciphering the wheel of life, moon amulets and the blessings of rings, the 10 most divine stones, utilizing the spare change in your pocket to defend against negativity. Oh my gosh, this just goes on and on. And in fact, you know what? I've got time here. I just want to read to you real quick the introduction that Tim wrote for this. He says, in this day and age, everyone wants to get rich and quickly. We all want the best for ourselves and our family, and we'd better get on the ball and do it lickety-split. If we don't have a super rich paying job or a rich daddy or a boyfriend in the mob, we have to go about finding the end of the rainbow some other way. Well, good luck charms have been with us since the beginning of recorded history. People have come to put their faith in what they believe to be magical. It could be something as simple as a good luck gemstone or as complicated as using a word from the Kabbalah, but there is a strong belief that these talismans and amulets really work. The book you are now beginning to read is perhaps the best reference work on the subject and includes a variety of magical tools that are practical and helpful. And we have updated this terrific study guide and workbook with added material. He says, if you wish counseling and help in any of life's problems, wish for, I guess. Anyway, he goes on to say, here's how to contact me, blah, blah, blah. And this book has got all kinds of just amazing illustrations in it. That you should just see the table of contents of this book. I mean, again, 184 pages, good, good stuff. And I just, every time I get a chance, I sit down and I read a new section of this. So you're going to get that instantly emailed to you when you make your purchase. All right. So I guess that's all I want to tell you, so you understand what this is. It's the Crystal Pillow Kit. There's only one batch available right now. I don't know if or when I will make another batch. If I do, it will be more expensive and it may not have these same stones with it. But again, if you get one of these, then you will be allowed to purchase My future experimental stone packets, recharge kits, whatever you want to call them, that you and I can experiment with together. And that's going to be great fodder for my podcast and all that other stuff. So pretty cool, huh? If you're interested, go to crystalpillowpower.com and you'll see whether or not these are sold out. Crystalpillowpower.com. Crystal Pillow Power, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L. Crystalpillowpower.com. All right, I guess that's it. Hey, thank you for listening. Until next time, may the force be with you, and I will talk to you again soon.